Blog Talk Radio.
I've been walking with my face turned to
peace and power. Happy, 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 happy Friday. How are y'all doing today? I am so pleased to have everybody on today. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you all for tuning in to the Truth and Power Corner. How are you all doing today? How are you all doing today? I want to welcome everybody to the show today. Like I said, we don't have any specific guests today, but we have our family here today. Like I said, we love you all. Welcome you all to the show. Thank you all for joining us, the Truth and Power Corner. Like I said, I love you all. Man, y'all don't even know how much I love y'all. I have been having a good day today, and I just wanted to say happy Friday to everybody. We have been going through so many things, family. Let me tell y'all something. It has been a powerful week for me. Do you understand me? A very powerful week. Nation building is what we have to do. We have to connect with our people. We have to connect with our family. We have to do what we have to do to make sure that we progress to the next phase in our life. I'm going to tell y'all something. We have been sitting here we have been, it's like in a stagnant state, you know what I'm saying? Because I don't care what nobody say, we should be further along than we are right now. So today we're going to start our show off. I want to say, first of all, salute to all our political prisoners, our POWs, and our elder comrades that are still locked behind these walls. I know in my heart that we have failed them to the utmost. And if we don't start doing more for our political prisoners and our elder comrades in prison, we are not doing what we're supposed to be doing. Because, like in our reparations, we asking for reparations, we asking for money, we asking for land. But in that process, we still have to ask for the release of our political prisoners. These people are not, I don't care what nobody says, don't nobody need to police us. Who needs to police us? So why are our prisoners and our elder comrades still rotting behind these walls, and our outrage isn't hard enough? We need to be more outraged than we are. They should not be locked behind those bars. They should not be perishing in those cells. Locked in solitary confinement 20 and 30 years at a time. I had a comrade that didn't even know that we were still alive out here because he had been locked in solitary confinement for 30 years. We got to do better, comrades. We got to do better, family. They need our assistance. What are we doing? Salute to my brother Noble and Sister Monique Turner in Colorado, brother Eric, Chairman Sekou with Unity Community in Mile High News. Keep building up their family. We love you all. And we're going to keep these connections going. Salute to the Republic of New Africa and President Sama Mayotte and Vice President Mama Ayo. Welcome to the nation. Let me tell y'all something. We have our organizations. We have the Black Liberation Movement. We have the Moors. We have the Muslims. We have all these different organizations. The Black Panthers, the New Black Panthers. But an organization is not bigger than a nation. The Republic of New Africa is the nation that we have to support. This is our Black nation. This is our international voice. We need to support this. We need our families to support by donating $5 a month to the Republic of New Africa so that we can have a stronger voice in this nation so that we can have a voice for our people. The Republic of New Africa is our voice. A nation is oh so much larger than an organization. We have all our organizations. We need all our organizations to come together under our Black nation. And that is the Republic of New Africa. Like I said today, we don't have any specific guests on the show today. We just have an open panel. And I want to start by introducing, I have my mama Agnes here today. She's always here, supportive. I love you, mama. We have brother Sekim here today. And we have brother Nick Cozy from New York. So we're going to introduce these guests into the show today. We're going to open up our mics and then we're going to open up and see who's on the mic at 567. So we're going to open up the mic and we're going to let Mama Agnes come in and then we're going to let Brother Say Kim and then we're going to Brother M's Cozy. Like I said, we're going to start our conversation off and we're just going to start talking. Today I wanted to start talking about our political prisoners. I'm so upset about that. I don't know what to do. So how you doing today, Mama Agnes? Come on in and join us. Come on in. Come on in.
Yes, yes, yes. Peace and blessings to all of those that are on the other end. This is Mama Agnes here. We are here to enlighten each other, to be able to speak about everything on the levels on how y'all speak things. So that when you are doing what you're doing, you don't have to speak too much. All you have to do is show the work. When my baby right here was talking about how the police and how the, you know, our men and women that are in the prison, you got to understand real quickly. I'm going to speak real quickly on this. The prison is a business. It's a billion-dollar business. Now, if you know the law, you say you know the law, but you have to understand how the law works when you're going against things. Wherever the area that you're in, then that's where you have to know the law. When the person that had killed George, okay, he had been doing that for 19 years on how he dealt with, because he was about himself, that he was all this, all that. But when he was found guilty, it's because they went after him, not the police, the whole big police thing. They only went after him. That was how he was able to become guilty. So when those that are out here that are hollering about, well, why they didn't do this, why they didn't do that, know the law in the area that you're in, and then work it from that. Next person, we'll talk some more on some other things.
All right, Mama. All right. All right. Come on in, Brother Say Kim. How you doing today? Come on in to the conversation.
Hold up, peace. Hotep, peace. How y'all doing? Could y'all hear me?
Yes, yes.
Hello?
Most definitely, brother.
Yeah,
come on in.
Okay. Peace, Hotep. How y'all doing? I'm from Buffalo, New York. I'm an author. So, you know, like I said, I hear the topic y'all touching on. They're definitely most imperative and need to be touched on. And I think, like, we as a people first, everybody got to start with their families first, you know what I'm saying, and try to spark a level of consciousness within our people, where our people feel the need and feel like it's important for us to make these type of changes within our community, you know, and in whatever area we at. Once we can get once we can develop like a self-identity and consciousness, knowing what our role is to do amongst ourselves and our families, then that's when we can, you know, it'll spread like wildfire, like how it happened, you know what I'm saying, back in the 60s with the Black Panthers and other black movements who was able to, like, sent shockwaves through that. They seen it was a need back then, and a lot of people right now, they don't feel like it's a need right now. A lot of people are lost, so we got a lot of work to do, you know. I think it just have to start, like what you're doing, Sister Melly Queen, with educating the seeds. I think that's one of the greatest and the first message we have to use.
I say, brother, I say, most definitely. And like I said, we gonna keep these connections and keep educating our youth, because our youth are our future. You know what I'm saying? So exactly. Okay, Brother Encoder, come on in and join the conversation for us.
Black Power Hotep. Yeah, all I want is for you, because you might have people on the line that don't really understand New Africa. You mentioned New Africa, and we're talking about building and supporting. If you don't mind, could you explain New Africa again and explain it in depth, what the purpose is, where it's located, what we're trying to do, what the aim is, what the focus, what the goal is? Melly, could you pull that off?
Most definitely, because the Republic of New Africa, we are the established black nation of the Republic. And we are asking for the five states of Louisiana, Georgia, North Carolina, I lost the other two states. We're asking for five states in the South, right? So that we can establish our black nation. You see what I'm saying? Because we have to support the black nation. It is not just our different organizations, the Black Moors, the Muslims, the New Black Panthers, the Black Panthers. It's not our different organizations. We have to support our nation. And our nation is the Republic of New Africa. We have to support that nation. It is a global happening. We have to connect across this continent. across this diaspora. We have to connect, support each other. We want everybody to even support the nation by donating each family $5 a month, because we need to support the nation. Like I said, I'm going to have the other two states in a few minutes. But like I said, we have to support this nation. And we are going to our presidents, our President Samayat and Vice President Mama Aya. We have to support our black nation in order to support our different organizations. If we bring the organizations together under the black nation, we'll have an international voice under the, you know, an international voice in this fight. We have to have an international voice. We have to be heard on an international front. People keep telling me that they be like, okay, Lily Queen, we just need to, you know, get the right amount of people so that we can have, you know, people that go to the United Nations and do this and that and blase, blase. We have to have the power of our black nation first. And then we can take that power and go to an international level. Because until we have that power and have that international voice, they are not listening to us. They are not listening to us at all. So we're going to start our show off today. And I want to start off by talking about the first thing I want to talk about is what's going on with our sister Sha'Carri Richardson. Now, I understand that this sister, you know, smoke marijuana, this, that, and the other, but we have white people that are making millions from marijuana, but they're going to tell her she can't smoke a blunt to get over her pain. So I want to know what are y'all, feelings about this situation that's going on with her and her being banned from the Olympics and different things. So we're going to start off with you, Mama Agnes. Go ahead.
Okay, with that, you have two types. You got marijuana that is grown by folks that don't do the right stuff, but they add stuff in it to mess you up. Then you have medical marijuana. Medical marijuana, those that have been in the military a long, long time ago and this, that, and the other. Okay, making money. Now, you also have to understand, when you are faster than anything that there is, how they call it, knocking your characteristics down, is to say you do drugs. See, as far as all other folks feel, we have to have something to be able to be all powerful. Now, had she been white and doing that, wouldn't be no issue. But you have to understand, had she not did it, she would have been running. Those that were around her wasn't for her. They lied about being for her because they allowed her to do something that she knew that she didn't supposed to do. And because of everybody that's up that has done some type of drug across the sports world, you understand? It depends on who is in the area and who is leading it on how it's due. So now that she has this against her because she's smoking weed, nobody wants to acknowledge her. So when they said, well, why couldn't we stand up for her and stuff? You have to look at it all across the board. They're knocking out all athletes of color in some form of fashion due to the fact that the Caucasians are not powerful to do so. That's not just in track, but in gymnastics. You got Bell. She is more powerful than anything, but all of the judges want to not code her in the proper manner because she is above all things. So everything and all things is all about bringing it down. So with that, we as a people need to stand up and help each other, but you also have to understand, too, when you say black, they don't show a black. They show the hue of black. So you have to understand the words that you say on how things are going to be. And this generation now, they don't have no connection no connection at all to ourselves, who we really were and how we are. Everybody is copying us. When they talk about culture, when they talk about this, they're copying us. But when you have this understanding of things, you don't do nothing. And then when something is done, because you sold out, because you're not about working, you are not about dying, you're just about, oh, woe is me. So when you all about that, then you ain't going to do nothing. And then when you out there working and doing what needs to be done, then you got those that slide into it to bring it down. Next person.
All right, Mama, exactly. And that's exactly what I say, you know what I'm saying? Because the thing is, we don't even, we let these people tell us how to do things. We let these people tell us how to. And the thing that's so messed up about it is that they have people that's on heroin, crack and everything else, and they support these people and make sure that they do what they need to do. So I'm gonna go to you, brother. Say, Kim, come on in and talk about this. Fuck.
You say that again. You said talk. You mean the condition which I was just talking about? Melly, could you hear me? Hello.
What did you say, brother? Say, Kim.
Yeah, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What you say?
Yeah, I said, now you're speaking in regards to the situation which I was just talking about, as far as this condition or the last statement you just made in regards to, you know, how they denying the sister. That's what you're talking about?
Yeah, you know how they denied Shaquali Richardson from running for the...
I'm not even familiar with that, sir. I'm not even familiar with that. That's the first time I heard this. I'm not even familiar with it.
You haven't heard about
that's
that?
Why.
You know, she
nah.
She had you know, when she qualified for the Olympics, right? Her mother had died the week before, right? So she qualified for the Olympics and ran the race and everything. But after she qualified for the Olympics, she tested positive for marijuana, right?
Uh-huh.
So when she tested positive for marijuana, it knocked her out of the race that she had won to compete in Olympics. So that's what we were discussing.
I heard everything what everyone else was saying. I heard everything that everyone. Shit.
Come on in for us a little bit more. Can you speak up a little louder for us, brother? Say, Kim. Hello.
Could you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you.
Barely. More in and out where I'm at.
Oh, your Wi-Fi is not working right.
I'm gonna be inside. I'm gonna call back in 2 minutes because I'll be inside my house then, and then my reception will be much better.
Okay, that's fine. Okay, just call back in a few minutes, and then I'll add you in. Okay.
Just stay on the line and let somebody else answer. Just stay on the line and let somebody else. I'll stay on the line. I won't even hang up, but you can just let someone else question it. And once I get into the house, everything will be good with my reception then.
Okay. Most definitely.
Okay.
I'll just put you on mute until you get in the house. Okay, brother. Come on, brother. In cozy, what's your opinion on this topic?
You was just wanting some drama. My opinion is reserved. I'm reserving my thoughts because I have a couple of controversial thoughts on it. I'm not really trying to change it.
Why you say that?
First report I got was that the sister was gay. And once I found out she was gay, I got an issue with supporting her because we got the new black press secretary, and she's gay, and everybody supports that. And I'm not with that. I'm not one of them people that, you know, just because you're black, I'm going to support you. I'm not going to support you if we're not on the same team, our agenda is not the same, and, you know, you wreaking havoc. Let me back up to the black secretary. So you got the black press secretary, that the first black press secretary, she's a female, and she's married to a white girl.
I don't understand the purpose in us supporting or giving her accolades. I don't understand that, and that's me being serious. That's the same thing Chicago. The room is...
Hold on, brother, because you say the black... what you say, the black press secretary?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, see, I don't even know anything about that. See, this is my thing, brother, brother Nicole. I don't care who you sleep in the bed with. You feel me?
I'm gonna tell you why,
brother Nicole.
If she's gay and she's promoting that to our children, that is not what I'm for.
Okay, listen to me. I ain't saying that I'm for it. I said I don't care anything about it because that's what the white motherfuckers want you to focus on. You feel me? Because that's one of the main things that they put into the equation, right? I don't care who she's sleeping in bed with. When she get on that track in that field, right? I don't care.
I have a question.
Okay,
so
go ahead.
Why are we supporting her? What is our purpose?
I'm gonna tell you why I support her. I support her first of all because she's black. I support her second of all because all of these white monkey dirty motherfuckers are making millions off of marijuana. So you're going to tell me they're making millions off of marijuana, but they're going to ban a black girl from running any Olympics because she smokes some marijuana? I don't care nothing about who she sleep with. And that ain't got nothing to do with it. These white folks, they put that shit into the equation so that we can stay in the positions that we are in. I don't care nothing about who she's sleeping with. She should be able to run no matter what. You feel me? So why shouldn't she be able to run? Because she sleep with a bitch? I don't care nothing about she sleep with no bitch. What I care about is she is a black girl. She is young. She is a fucking powerhouse. And she is dominating the track and field. We have all our young black children dominating track and field right now. All of them. But each and every one of them, they are coming at them with different things so that they cannot dominate the positions that they are dominating. But these white motherfuckers are smoking heroin. They're smoking crack. They're doing everything. And they're not saying anything to them. So make it make sense to me. Go ahead, brother and cuz.
Look, I understand your premise. I totally understand your premise. I'm not for or against them. My issue is that I don't support certain things.
Yeah.
You know, if that's your agenda, that's your agenda. I'm not supporting that, period. They everybody's talking about the black girl, I think in North Carolina or whatever, that was married to the white guy, and the white guy mutilated her, killed her, and mutilated her. I don't have no feelings for it because you laid down with the enemy. That, to me, I don't have no feelings for that. Same thing with her, with the sister. If the sister is gay and she's a track star, she's a powerhouse.
Brother Nicole, What does her have to be engaged? Have to do with her being her run?
A lot. It's what she's promoting to our children.
She's not promoting it to our. If she just ran track
and I didn't know she was gay, I'll support her.
But this is the thing. Listen to me, brother and cousin. She does not promote that because I have not heard that. She does not promote.
Well, I heard it, and that's my issue.
Okay, listen.
Like I said, I heard it. That's why I'm not trying to speak on it.
Okay, this is what I'm saying. I didn't say that. This is my thing. It is not being promoted. You see what I'm saying? I don't care what she does in her private life. It is not, she is not, that is not her promotion. That is not her speech. You feel me? So that's why I say, I don't care what they do in their private life. Because we have many of them that are. As long as they black first, they black first. Go ahead, Agnes.
Before you say anything, I have to say this. That's where we differ at. That is absolutely where we differ at, and I've always had this issue in my life. I don't go for it just because you're black. I don't do it. I do it because you're black, but once I see hypothetically that you're a black married to a white, you don't have my support. You're black and you're gay.
Right.
You don't have my support. Those things I can't separate the two because your personal life dictates what you do, what you think, how you feel, creates emotions, thought patterns, and a whole nine. Every bit of that is a part of it.
Most definitely.
That's like the dude with Viacom. Like the dude with Viacom. As soon as I found out he was going to court, battling him, he's giving speeches, he's rallying black people behind him.
Wait a minute, you talking about, I know you ain't talking about no goddamn, what's his name, he's married to a white woman. I know you ain't talking about this black boy that's married to a white woman. But I'm going to say this. I see it that if they're not promoting white life, it does not matter. You feel me? She has never said anything about her being gay. I didn't even know she was until you said it.
Can I say something real quickly? Real quickly.
Yes.
This is the thing. Let me breathe and get the words out for me. Let's understand. When you do not know how our people begot everything, okay? When it came down to sports, the Caucasians stated that they began all sports. No, they didn't. We did. We had the Negro League and everything that is. Where they try to tell us the lie that they say. We don't swim, we don't skate, we don't this. We did all of that. We started all of that. Because they was doing it, they wasn't making no damn money. That's the reason why they started bringing some of us up in there to be able to make money. Okay? All it is about money. Now, when everything comes down on somebody, it's about their fucking ass characteristics. Now, when you don't give a darn crap fat mess about what somebody say about you, if it's not true, where silent is golden, the only time you're supposed to open your mouth is when it's right. If it's not right, get out of your freaking ass emotions and look at it logically. What they call themselves doing to her is there's no other, the only fastest black woman there was Florence Griffin. They had a honky who supposed to have been a reporter, want to talk down about her, saying that the reason why she died was because of drug damn overdose. And that's not how she died. She died of a seizure. But because they wanted to use characteristics, so they call themselves not wanting the young lady that won because she's faster than any and everything she was faster like Florence. So now they can have a honky up there being faster. All they call themselves doing is tearing down this. Whatever somebody call themselves wanting to do, that's on them. Everybody got their own damn issues about stuff. And until you walk the process to cure yourself, you're going to go into an emotional state. Oh, all in all, Bill Cosby. I'm going to put Bill on here and then we're going to talk to something else. Bill Cosby. When he was making his run back in the 60s and the 50s coming up in Hollywood, it was the white man that he was working with, an I Spy. He was the one that helped him open the door. All the shit that they've always done in Hollywood, drugs, alcohol, and prostitution. Now, when they want to take over and control certain things, all the drugs that they did back in the day, woo, 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 ha, 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 this, that, and the other. Now, the only reason why they call themselves saying that he raped was because for the three times that he was trying to buy NBC or CBS, because those studios were going the fuck down, and they still are. When the first time he did that, they killed his son. But they lied and said he got hit by a car trying to fix a tire. The other two times, and this last time, did they call himself Gordon Kennedy? They killed his two daughters. So then, all of them things that were stated that he had did this to them, they older than shit. That was the shit that they did out there in Hollywood, and he was making his name. Now, he helped build, so he was from Philadelphia. He helped build Philadelphia and Temple and all them damn colleges out there. He sent people to go to college, to wear the shirts, use his money. He built for what the mofos did. Oh, well, he ain't nothing. He a rapist. He this. Well, hell, you used to watch Fat Albert and the Cosby Kids. You used to watch The Cosby Show. You used to watch A Different World. You used to watch all of these things that he had connections to. Now that he's out, see, they thought he was going to die. Now that he's out, even the judge told him they were wrong in saying that he did what he did when he did and how they did it. Because all of the stuff and all of those things that were sitting up there saying that this is what they did and did, he did not. All it was about characteristics and his color.
That's all.
What it was all about.
That's all it was.
And so now all of his money, all of the shit that they call themselves taking away from him, is coming back to him. It's the same shit that they had did to O.J. Simpson. It's the same thing that they did to those that had called themselves going against and doing so. Now, when you know what you know and you do what you do, stop saying, we need to get together and do this. Because if your ass is not working, all you doing is sitting up and doing a whole lot of damn talking. That's all you doing. And then when something do come up right, the Black Panthers, the reason why Wick and all of that, that was because of them. Because they, in the community, made sure there was free food, made sure that there was medicine, made sure everything that there needed to be was there. So then when the government called itself, said, well, you know, we can't have that. That's the reason why they did what they did. So they had sellouts of Black people. Sellouts. They got up in there and helped them to murder them and kill them. So everything that's been out here and they came coming down, it was because they had sellouts of people of color that didn't give a damn, didn't know who they were and what it was all about, and they was kissing their ass. So that's how everything that is out there is done, is done. So when you want to say what you want to say and you want to do what you do, stop. Just do you. Because in the bottom line, it's going to be all about you, not about how many and whatever. It's like I had stated the other time, get 50 people that work, we can build our own damn school. Because money, it's about money. And stop talking, just stop hollering about you poor. Words have power. So whatever you say, that is what it's going to transport. So I get 50 people. We working. We making money. We paying each other. We doing that. That's how it is. So learn how to talk about money and what money is about. Stop saying, oh, well, you know, woe is me, ha, 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 whatever. You know who's a giver, and you know who's a damn taker. And when all you is a taker, you ain't going to pay nothing back. But when you are all giving something together, we giving and we taking and we building. So the bottom line is everything is in front of you. And how you do it and what you do it, it's on you, not on everybody else. Next person.
Ashe, Mom. But like I said, we have to do our part, no matter what. And like I said, I always advocate for us to do what we have to do. Ashe, that's all I can say. Brother Nkosi, do you want to add in?
Add into what? To what I was saying
into
earlier?
Add into the conversation. Add into the conversation. It's what's going on right now.
No, listen, I'm staunch. I'm
for black people, but I'm not going to rock with everybody. I just can't do it. That doesn't make her good, bad, ugly, and different. That doesn't make her good, bad, ugly, and different, but I just can't rock with everybody.
Right.
Not my thing.
I'm gonna tell you this, brother, and cause let me explain this to you. I'm not gonna say this, and I struggle with this all the time because I'm gonna tell you something. I have a gay son, right? So I have to think about this thing, and I have to think about this thing in a sense that I'm a black power representative. I represent black power every day, all day, every day. You understand me? But my son is 23 years old. He's gay. He has his opinion. He has his life. He has his thoughts. I cannot make him think like I think because he is a different person from me, right? So I battle with this thing every fucking day of my fucking life. It is a thing that sickens me, right? I hate it because I don't support gayness in no way. And then I have a 14-year-old child that has feelings of the same attributes. Do you understand me? So
yep.
I'm a black power parent. I'm a black power mama. I'm a black power queen. And I have to deal with this on my daily life. And I'm going to tell y'all, it's not no good thing. You understand me? I hate it.
Totally.
I hate it. But I live
totally
it every day. And I cannot make my children think like I think. You understand me?
Mm-hmm.
So, what do I do then? You understand? What do I do?
You doing what you're supposed
you
to
do,
did.
Mama.
You
do what you did. You give
you,
them
to you
doing
what
and let
supposed
them make
to
a
do.
Decision.
Listen,
I understand, too.
No, they can't follow everybody in the world. That's how they got us thinking that everything that they promote and teach in the world, it's all right. You know what I'm saying? But we know what's right. We know what's wrong. People say, oh, you can't judge, but listen, we know that certain acts that these people is involved in, it is not right. It ain't, you understand what I'm saying? It's, you can't produce life.
Mm-hmm.
You can't produce life dealing with that cipher right there with two, you understand, the same sex. You can't. You can't produce life. So we know it's
abnormal.
Right. It's representing destruction. That's representing destruction for our people. And if we talk about trying to form states for our people, we trying to police ourselves. How are we going to try to police ourselves if the young men want to be feminine?
That's,
I mean, it's like they're killing the whole masculine element.
But
that's
the thing, those that were really like that, they kept it to themselves. This is out here now is what they think that they're going through because of what they see. They only do what they do about what is in front of them. So now, when you're talking about the masculine and the feminine, okay, to be harmony and balance of it, is being able to understand what is. We no longer, we don't have a community. When we was growing up, we had a community. We had plenty of mamas, daddies, this, that, and the other that was there to be able to instill in us. That's not going on now. Due to the fact people say, you different, you not this, you not that. So in that, it is a tearing down of what is. So now, when you are going through what you're going through, you have to be able to understand until you walk through it to state how you want to be. How did it happen? Oh, well, somebody, family, male or female in the family touched me. That's how stuff happens, molested and raped. Do they talk about it? No. Because when they tell somebody, they are told that you did, that wasn't done, that don't happen. Because in the school setting, they say that it is stranger. It's not a stranger. When you do not talk about what you go through, you don't get no answers because you're afraid. You in fear of, if I tell you this, then what's going to happen? Okay, depending on whatever religion you call yourself standing with, you understand? They all saying the same thing. It's just different character names. When you are walking with your creator, your ancestors, you understand that, you get to heal yourself and heal others about doing so. What I'm speaking from, because I went through that. I was molested by a brother-in-law, had a child, my firstborn. Next day, I made the decision on the five other dicks. In the five other dicks that I chose, I have five sons. But do understand this. Had it not happened to me, I would not have been interacting or wanting to be interacting until I was 30. After I built my businesses, you understand. But then when you holler about marriage this, marriage that, okay, if you're going to call yourself being married, you make sure you know who you are. You make sure you got your own money, your own place to live, and your own vehicle, and you interact with the woman the same way, then you be able to see the good and the bad. Then you get to make a decision on how you going to work it. Oh, well, this is my significant other, or this is a friend. Because it's about money being done. It's about building being done. But when all you doing is doing the emotional bullshit, and all that is about, oh, well, see how society have it. A male child, a male can do anything that he want to do, but then when he decides that he wants to get married, oh, everything is good. But when a female does it, she a slut, she a hoe, and she can't be done with nobody and this, that, and the other. It's about the psyche of what is. So until you start talking about it, until you start no longer having skeletons and secrets, then you get to see what is. For those two young ones, mama
it,
is Addie. Taking care of.
It's not just talking about
every,
it. When I was growing up, I knew that there were homosexuals, but they weren't as loud, as boisterous,
right,
and vocal as they are today. Homosexuality.
The ones that are today are
not
real.
I went to church with a dude that was a choir director, and he was a homosexual, but you never seen anything homosexual from him. You never knew he was
right.
a homosexual. If you didn't know him, you didn't know. Today,
right.
that shit is being shoved down our throats. Today, they're encouraging our children to be a part of it. They're putting it out there, telling children that, yo, you don't need to have a gender. What the
exactly.
fuck type of dumb shit is this? My point is this. My point is society has empowered this homosexual movement. They've made it normal. No bull. I was just on the phone with one of my cousins
normal.
That I haven't talked to. I just talked to one of my cousins that I don't even know. My cousin is 23 years old. Never met her, never seen her, know nothing. My other cousin, her father connected me. I spoke to her, and she was like, yeah, so-and-so-and-so. Oh, matter of fact, give me a second. Let me ask my wife. Said that shit like it was normal. Like it was normal.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm not saying anything is wrong with people being homosexual. I'm not saying that. What people do in their house is their fucking business. But in society today, that shit is being shoved down my fucking throat. I don't give a shit that you gay. I don't think our first conversation when we meet should be, yeah, my name is Joey and I'm gay. I don't give a fuck if you're gay. That's your business. But today, it's normalized. That homosexual shit is being normalized. When we were growing up, that shit was not as fluent. It was not as fluent. Now, it's fluent. It's fluent. It's fluent. So naturally,
because
people are going to gravitate to that shit because they've normalized it.
Those that are pushing that like that, they are going through the process and not really, really. Because those that are really, they have pride and respect and love for themselves, and they don't show it. like you just back when you were stuck.
I don't normalize this shit because my thing is this. Right. I don't normalize gayness. I don't normalize anything that the white monkeys push. I don't normalize any of it. Religion, but my thing is
because that's their way.
I know that our people are sick and they are indoctrinated with this shit. You feel me?
Oh yeah.
My thing is, I don't think about white people in any aspect of my life.
Right.
I'm gonna ask you how many people even live like that? I don't think about white people in any aspect. I think they should be dead. They should be annihilated. They should not even
and
be
they
a focus of our lives.
I'm saying,
how many black people live that way? I don't give a fuck about a white person. I wouldn't give a fuck. I'm gonna tell you something. What's the basketball player that died with all the white people in the plane? Right when he
Kobe
died,
Bryant.
He and his daughter. Right, I said condolences to Kobe Bryant and his daughter, right? But the other people on the plane, I didn't give a fuck about them. Motherfuckers gonna come to me and tell me, oh, you racist, you that, you this, and that. I don't give a fuck. I bet not give condolences to them bitches. I don't give a fuck about them. You feel me? So how many of us ride like this? How many think like this?
I have a great granddaughter. Her daddy Caucasian. The thing of it is they are dying. And that's the reason why they having children with us, because we are the king. Okay, because they're dying. So they're dying so quickly, and everything that's going on, they try to use the ones of us that don't, they're not connected to who we really are. Okay, so in that, as you can see on the TV, they show you a Caucasian and a light that's almost white. So that's their way of saying, ooh, we all together now, yay, yay, yay. And God don't have no color. But when you read Revelation chapter 1, verses 12 and 13, eyes like fire, hair like wood, skin like brass. So you have to understand the truth is in front of you. All you got to do is walk your walk on how you're going to deal with it, and then don't get caught up in a whole lot of groups. That's my last saying, because I know it's almost time for us to go.
All right, Mama, you understand. I understand what you're saying. Go ahead, Brother Colton.
Hey, Kim is still here, right?
Huh?
No, I was asking where Say Kim at. I ain't heard him.
You know, he was going to chime back in when he
Bad
got to the house. Brother Say Kim, have you got to the house yet?
No, I've been here. I told y'all I've been here. Y'all hear me? I was, you know, I've been here.
Okay. He's listening in right now, Brother Nkosi. So you go ahead and chime in.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, you know what, Melly, I agree with you. I don't care about a person's sexuality. I mean, if a person tells me, yo, I like midgets, that's your business. I don't need to know that. If a person says, yo, I suck feet, nobody needs to know that. What you do in your bedroom is your business. That's absolutely your business. But my point is that we live in a society where they're forcing, they're shoving that shit down our throats, and people are not taking a fucking stand. And more importantly, it's affecting the fucking children. That's what bothers me. So I want to back up for a second and go back to the press secretary. So we got the black press secretary. Every fucking body is posting about it. Everybody's happy. Yo, she's a Caribbean black woman and she's this. I don't give a fuck.
Her agenda is homosexuality. She supports that. I don't give a fuck if you black. If you black and you promoting poison, you're fucking canceled. If you're black and you promote poison, you are fucking canceled. Prime example, Steve Harvey. This motherfucker supports, he was supporting fucking, when Snoop Dogg and what's it called came out and was calling him names, Steve Harvey's like, yeah, but he's still the president. You're canceled, Steve Harvey. I don't trust you. I don't fuck with you. Let me show you how big the contradiction that we follow. We don't really do research. We just accept shit on face value. We accept shit on face value. See how you mentioned Kamala Harris earlier? And people are saying, yo, she's black, she's black. I don't give a fuck if she, well, first of all, she's not black. She's Indian. She's not black. Not black. Her family is in Jamaica. They're Indians in Jamaica. Indians from Jamaica. That's it. That don't make a black. This whore wrote the worst goddamn laws in California for criminals. Do you hear what I said? This whore was the worst. This whore, and she said, if children commit a crime, their parents should go to jail. That's this whore. And black people are still supporting this fucking whore, and I don't get why. We support anything with anybody for any reason. And that's why I'm saying, yo, I'm not bending. I don't budge. If I take a stand, if I don't agree with what you're promoting to my people, you cannot get my support, period. You cannot get my support. We have to have that real live, unapologetic stance. See the way you just said, you don't give a fuck about white people. You don't think about them all day. I agree with you. I totally agree with that. I'm with that. People think that's crazy. You know what? You don't care for white people? No, I don't care for white people. I know them fucking savages' history. I see what they're doing now.
Yep.
Black people are not even fucking offended that Joe Biden came right into office. First thing he did was pass about 29 laws for the gays. Then he passed a law for the Asians, and he acknowledged Black Wall Street, and fucking black people are happy. What are you happy for? This motherfucker just acknowledged Wall Street, did nothing for us, did nothing about it. He's not going back taking the fucking property from the people that took the property from black people in Wall Street or any of these fucking towns that they flooded or any of the black people that they murdered in Central Park to make that a fucking park. Does anybody even know that black town that was in Central Park, is still buried up under there? It's still buried up under there.
Yeah.
But we still give a fuck what white people say, what they think? Why? I don't give a fuck about what they think or what they say. Them motherfuckers are savages. All they care about is a dollar. And every 4 years they come and talk to black people, yo, we need this. And then they pick a couple of fucking slaves to go, yo, we got to vote. We got to vote. Our ancestors died for the right to vote. They ain't died for no goddamn right to be to vote. They died for the right to be recognized as human. Anyway.
We was already voted. You understand?
We have to be unapologetic with our blackness. We can't keep straddling the fence. I'm not with that straddle fence shit. I'm unapologetic about my blackness. Unapologetic. I don't make no motherfucking excuses for me being black. And for me being frustrated with these motherfucking savages that have been murdering and maiming and raping and killing and pillaging us for the longest. Now they promoting this homosexuality shit to us because they fear fucking strong black men. They fear strong black men. Of course, black women. They fear a fucking black couple. A black unapologetic couple. They shaking in their fucking boots. But no, they're giving us everything. Man, this shit is horrible. Horrible, horrible. We as a people are doing a horrible goddamn job. We fall for every trick that they throw at us. We're going to give y'all Juneteenth. Negroes is celebrating. Matter of fact, I want to say this, and I'm absolutely going to be quiet. So I went to Juneteenth, right? They had Juneteenth right down here at Restoration Plaza. That's a historical black area right here in Brooklyn, right? So I go to Juneteenth. Not only do I see the goddamn LGBTQ flags flying at Juneteenth, But I also see Negroes down there. I see Negroes down there with motherfucking pale faces on their arm. What the fuck are you doing at Juneteenth with a goddamn caveman or cavewoman?
Because
do you not understand
not real.
What Juneteenth was? It's not the same.
No, they don't.
These motherfuckers. Listen, people think that shit is acceptable. If I had my way, I'd have chased
it's
him in
not.
A goddamn pale face away.
That's right, brother.
That's the audacity of these fucking devils. Why the fuck would a white person show up Juneteenth? Bitch, your people had my people enslaved. What the fuck are you here celebrating that we was your slaves?
Because
why are you here?
They want to interact to tear it down, baby.
Right.
They interact to tear the truth down. That's the reason why they call themselves being a part of it. Next, who's the other one? Because, you know, we enjoying ourselves.
We got to do better as a people.
Definitely. It's a lot of work. We up against the devil, man. I say the devil, the white man is the devil. We up against the devil right now, you feel me? And he, like I said, we gave this man too much damn power. And now that we all striving to, like, take things back into our own hands, you feel me? We got the people. I was just watching Sinetta the other day. You got these black people. They trying to take up for a white man. He want to become a politician or something in Harlem, a council member. He wants them to vote for him. Sinetta and them basically saying, like, what is this cracker going to do for us? We done voted for so many crackers. They ain't changed nothing around here. They ain't going to do nothing about police brutality. They ain't going to do nothing about the drug addictions in the hood. They ain't going to do nothing about the homelessness problem in the hood. None of these mental health issues we got going on. These crackers ain't doing nothing for us. But you got black
That's
people.
That's a
fact. Still want to have these people. They still want, oh, no. It is not saying that, like, yo, the first black person that come up, oh, just because you black, we will want you to have some type of position of power over us. But it's just the fact to show us that, you know, it's like we put in a situation, man, where we rather let anybody besides ourselves control us or lead us. And I think, you know, like at the New Republic, with the New Republic of Africa, I like, you know, y'all missions, y'all goal and all of that. But the key is like how we, you know, how do we develop and form get all our people to come together on the same mind state. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, with just a few of us, things can get done. But, you know, all that strength in numbers, I don't really look at that strength in numbers. I mean, you do need, you know what I'm saying, we need the support of our people. But I think, you know what I'm saying, it has to be something that's electrifying, that's something that can show our people that, yo, if y'all want to keep living like, if y'all want to keep living up under these devils, following these devils and their rules, this is shit we're going to have to deal with. We got to deal with our sons wanting to be gay, you know what I'm saying? And a lot of us, that's another major issue, you know what I'm saying, that goes on within our community, whether we want to, you know, face it or not. But we know if these people ain't giving us no type of solution. We got to do this shit ourselves. They're not telling us how we can make ourselves better, how we can make our families better. They just fucking contributing to the fucking cause. And I agree with y'all on that shit, separating from these people. But, you know what I'm saying, how are we going to, like get this shit, like, really rolling? And you feel me? That's all I'm all for it. You feel me? I just want to just start making shit happen.
Actions
speak louder than words. Yeah, I get tired of, you know what I mean, talking about this shit. We see this shit every fucking day, hear it. You know, fucking house Negroes out here trying to challenge every move and progress we trying to make.
So when we going to come again, next Friday?
Yeah, I'm available.
Mama.
Melly dropped the call every once in a while.
Oh,
you know she wants
you, Jasmine.
I'm available,
well,
so say Cal. I'm available. I'll make sure, you know what I mean? I'll be able to tap in.
Oh, yeah. This is it's a process, and it's all of what it all boils down to is how who you are, and who you are, and you show, and you do. Then the energy, when the energy is high and potent, you're on high levels of understanding and knowing, and you do. When you got that low energy, it's always woe is me, and we can't this, we can't that, and all of that stuff. And it's like, okay, you can see by how they do. On whether you're going to work with them. And so in that is like, everybody, you speak your word, you speak your do, and when it's all done, ain't nothing said, just do it. And it will get done. I want to say peace and blessings to all of you that had came and spoke. We speak on our own level. We speak on it. We speak how we speak, how we are. We ain't fussing about no group, no this, no that. We're speaking on how we walk and our walk. So to all of you, we will speak again on another Friday. I love you all. Peace and blessings.
Peace.
Peace. That's peace.
Getting ready to call you, say, Kim. Peace.
All right. Peace.
Most definitely, I say, Mama. I say, Mama. So, Brother Say Kim, do you have anything you want to add, Brother? Do you have anything you want to add to the conversation?
We was already speaking, Mama, while you had us on mute.
Brother Say Kim and Brother Nkosi, they dropped off. Damn. Okay, but I appreciate everything that you have said tonight. And I love you, Mama. You know what I'm saying? Because people mm-hmm. don't even understand that. I'm going to say it like this, right? You know, mm-hmm. we are Black people and we, you know what I'm saying? We want better in life. You know what I'm saying? We want better options. We want better opportunities. So why I look at all the things that we go through and I look at all the options that we have and the opportunities that we have, why are we the ones that always are being left out? You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
go ahead.
Yeah, I said this is the thing right here. The things that we supposed to be out of, we're not out of it. It is just that we're following those that follow what is being said. When you do your own research, you understand? Because the truth is all the information is in front of you. If you look at it, you look at the different hues of Blackness, you understand what I'm saying? You see that all ethnic groups, you got two shades. You got Black and you got Caucasian. Okay, Caucasian part is us without no pigmentation. You understand what I'm saying? Then when you got the other ethnic groups, they don't talk about the Black part of them, you see. So the only way you can able to handle things and do things, you do you. The process that you have to do to find out who you are, okay? So when people get out here and they do all of this talking, they don't do their homework. You understand? When the so-called school system, the school system got fucked up when they call themselves doing, what was that word that they used back in the 60s? What they call it? Segregation. Was it segregation? Is that was the word that was used for the school? And when that happened, that's how the school system is all fucked up now because of the Caucasians. See, we always beat at them. We was highly intelligent than them. But the only way that they could do what they do, well, you don't have nobody that looks like you teaching you. I'm teaching you, and I'm telling what I'm telling you in the other direction. I'm flipping out what you've been taught. So now, and then when you do have somebody that look like you, they're not connected no kind of Black, no kind of way, because they don't know, because they got railroaded by those that's supposed to be the hierarchy. If you understand that all of the schools and the colleges and the universities way back when they're talking about Greek and this, they were Black. It was Black. When you understand that Africa is a continent, not a country. It is a continent, and that is where everything began. So learn and know and then do your work. You ain't got to do a whole lot of talking. When you do your action, those will follow that are on that same line that you are. And those that are not on the same line will whine and complain and don't do yet. Because the bottom line, they afraid of all things and everything. But we'll talk again, okay? Hello?
Mama.
Uh-huh. Baby, I will call you later, okay? Because I sense that you need some uplifting, okay? Because your energy is being torn in so many different ways, okay? So I'm going to call you later on, and we will talk. And I will help you cleanse yourself, and we'll raise your energy up. Because how you're doing and what you're doing, people who are energy takers are taking from you, and they're not giving nothing back to you. I'm a giver and a taker, okay?
Ashe, Mama. Ashe. Thank you, Mama.
Ashe. You're welcome.
And like I said, we have several other, workers that want to come on to the live and everything. Like I said, I have been, my thing right now, family, is I want to love everybody, and I want to love everybody, and I want to love.
Right. You unconditional love. Understand? When you love is unconditional. Okay? When you love unconditional, you love yourself and you love it, the creator in you. You understand? That's how we connected to our creator, our ancestors, however we want to call it. You understand me? So in that, we spread love. See, I give love, you see, all the time. Because when you hear how I speak, I'm not tearing nobody down. I'm not going against nobody. I'm not going in no emotions. I'm speaking from my truth, from what I stated that I went through. See what I'm saying? And being like what I went through, I chose not to marry. You see what I'm saying? Because how they got married, all put together and stuff like that. It's like, okay, do you have the money? Money is a necessity, especially if you have children. You don't have no money, then what you gonna do? Do you understand money? People don't understand money. So we learn how that is. And then when you do that, those that are on that level come together. Those that are not on that level will just sit back and whine and hold their hand out. Understand? So, I send my love to you. I will embrace you and raise you up. Okay? Hello? Peace and blessings.
Peace and blessings.
And you have a wonderful evening, and I will be calling you later.
Okay.
I was dropped today. I am so sorry. I apologize for what happened. Like I said, we are always unapologetic. You understand me? We love you all. I apologize for the show ending like it did. We're unapologetic. I love you all. All power to the people, Black Power. I love you all. Always and forever.
If I could change my color, but what I wanna be, they say the whiter the brighter, you black, you a fighter. 401 years of oppression, but still managed to pull up in that 2020 Tesla. That's good credit, right? Gotta keep your hustle tight. Take care of your kids, cause that karma hit. And I ain't got no daughters, but I wish I did. These little boys I got, I swear they gotta be militant. Yeah, cause these they killing. And I'll be damned if a could take mine on some racist. That's why I'm teaching about black facing. And the KKK, that's something we can't escape.
you cause you dark.
Dark. Mama, they really had kids in the field. They don't care how it feels. Slavery paid the bills. Mama, this is no more designed for us to fail. How you give a man freedom but don't give a man a bill? Well, Mama, what happened to 40 acres of mules? The only time they respect us is when we keep them amused. Wait, blackface? Why are they making us out of food? Those stereotypes are old. We're looking for something to prove. We gotta think harder. We gotta be smarter. They said by the third grade if I can't read, I'ma be just like my father. And that's incarcerated. What happened to proclamation emancipation? I gotta learn all my history. It's a mystery. My kids will keep on bringing up slaves. That's what she did to me.
Listen, a wise man once said, education is a passport to the future. But tomorrow belongs to who prepared for it today.
Back in the days, I used to want to be the cop.
I remember.
The good guy, till Rihanna got shot. I couldn't imagine my mama is all I got.
So they keep their knee on our neck, it's a sacrifice when we die. George Floyd, y'all killed him, it's no excuses. Over a fake 20, really, that shit was gruesome.
You mean to tell me that Abraham Lincoln didn't really free the slaves?
They don't like you cause you black.
I'm so tired of protesting, but we can't stop protesting until we get our reparation. And we can't stop buying all up in the store, Gucci and Dior, until we get our reparation. Cause as soon as our money starts spinning, it's ending. They gon' forget everything that we were fighting. They gon' remember why they hated from the beginning. And we gotta go.